And 6:06, it is clear and 35 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We should warm to 61 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. On a 6-3 vote, the city council votes to increase the amount of time IMSA has to respond to an emergency by 2 minutes. Tulsa City Councilor Skip Steele was among those voting against the increase last night. He's upset the IMSA board accepted the paramedic service bid, knowing that the bid was not in compliance with city law.
So they've presented this problem to us, knowing that we now have to change the ordinance to go to the contract language that they've already accepted, which I find unacceptable.
Councilors Jeannie Q and Karen Gilbert also voted against the extension. IMSA says, according to research, it will not make a difference in patient care. A two-page letter went home with Tulsa Public School students yesterday dealing with the A through F grades for schools in the state. In the letter, Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard slams the State Department of Education. He says there's no trust in the A through F system.
We are down to talking about one thing, and that is growth, and it is being misrepresented by the State Department of Education.
He says in the letter that at last count, the grades were changed 5 to 6 times by the states. The Transportation Security Administration opens a pre-check line at the Tulsa International Airport. It is so travelers can clear security faster. But as Matt Trotter reports, not everyone can participate.
We're used to filling up plastic bins with our shoes, belts, jackets, laptops, and specially portioned liquid toiletries all to board an airplane. Tulsa International is the latest airport to get a TSA pre-check line, so you can forget about the plastic bins and shoeless feet, but only if you're a frequent flyer on American Airlines, Delta, or United, and the airline invites you. Agency spokeswoman Carrie Harmon says other passengers will be able to join soon.
When TSA launches its application process, it will be $85 for 5 years.
Some passengers will also be selected for the pre-check line for single flights only. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A cultural crossroads is dedicated at the intersection of 11th and South Yale to help draw attention to Route 66. Efforts are underway to make the famous roadway more of a tourist draw for Tulsa. Cyrus Avery is considered the father of Route 66. His granddaughter, Joy, was on hand for the dedication ceremony. And while the road is famous worldwide, she says Tulsans seem to take it for granted.
I met people from Belgium, from Japan, from Norway. People all over the world love Route 66. And we in Tulsa, it's 11th Street.
Plans are underway for a Route 66 interpretive center at 11th Street and Riverside Drive. The wreckage of a small plane that disappeared while flying from Searcy, Arkansas to Elk City, Oklahoma, has been found in southeastern Oklahoma. Officials say the 71-year-old pilot was dead. A man is rescued from a burning, long-closed Tulsa supermarket. The same man was later arrested for arson. Tulsa Fire Captain Stan May says the man was found inside the old Piggly Wiggly store yesterday morning on Admiral, just east of Harvard.
As always, they did their search, and on their initial search, they found him with the thermal imaging camera. Pulled him out and had him checked out by IMSA.
The transient may have started the fire to stay warm while stealing copper from the building. The University of Oklahoma plans to study what improvements, if any, should be made to the Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. The OU Board of Regents reviewed plans yesterday. Our weather forecast, morning frost, then sunny and cool today, 61 for a high. Clouds develop tonight, not so cold, 46 for a low. Rain possible tomorrow. Right now in Tulsa, it is clear and 35. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.